for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, August the 30th, 1980. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and Conference Grounds, Labor Day Camp Meeting. Hot Springs, Arkansas. George Leroy of Toronto, Canada is the speaker of the evening. This is a deliverance service.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I would like to share with you some truth that God shared with me. I can remember the first 20 years of my ministry, and I shared this with you, that I did not believe that Christians could have spirits. And then, through divine intervention from God, He delivered me and then brought me into the ministry of deliverance. And this is only a fringe benefit and a byproduct, I would say, into the fullness and into the glorification of God. I just know that what He's doing, and I don't understand it, but I sure love it. And what He's doing for those that realize their need and realize that without Him and without the holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And this must come not only to you, but to the ministry. And so, realizing this, I have a burden as well for my brethren, that God will do a work in them, making no difference what church they are in, but just that He'll break them down and bring them to a place where they will submit to one another, and realizing that God is in each of us, and submit to that and to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and receive from Him that which He has for them. Tonight I want you to turn with me to Ephesians 6. Some people we've prayed for, and others prayed that maybe they have received or had deliverance previous, and that spirits had gone back into their lives. And so I felt that the Lord was leading in the place where we can show you how to keep out the enemy, and how that as you keep him out, you move on into the things of God. Now, there's another story in the Gospels, but I want to turn to Ephesians 6, because this in Ephesians 6 was a little different than maybe what you've learned or read. And God gave this to me through revelation, just by an emphasis, placing emphasis on one word. God opened up the scripture here to me, and I realized that all that we believe, coming into the gospel about Jesus, moving on into the gospel of the kingdom, and then moving into sonship, is all found here in Ephesians 6. And God showed me this. So as we look at chapter 6 of Ephesians, verse 10, we'll start there and read on down. Find me, my brethren. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God. And I want you to notice that He says the whole armor of God. He's not talking about part of it. He says, I want you to put on all of it. Put on the whole armor of God. And the purpose of your placing the armor on, as many of us know, that you may be able or be of power to stand, and that word stand means in an upright and active position, to stand against the wiles or the trickery or the devices of the devil. Then verse 12. And if you will, once you come in to the believing of deliverance, then you begin to realize that everything that comes against you through human flesh is not an individual that you would find fault with, but something that's been placed in them through the enemy to come against you with. So He says here, very simply, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And how many times have you wrestled against flesh and blood, gotten angry with somebody, criticized somebody, you just said, oh, I can't stand that person, and they just seem to irritate me, and on, and find division, and yet the Lord's already told you, you're not fighting flesh and blood. What you're really fighting is a kingdom of spirits, the mystery of iniquity, that was placed in their lives as they were under the authority of the enemy. Now, some people find it very difficult to believe, and yet when we come into sonship, none of us find it difficult to believe that there's a mystery of godliness. Christ in you, in his kingdom, the hope of glory. And so, when we realize that, then we can realize also that this mystery of lawlessness that we see people doing out in the system, murdering somebody or raping somebody or whatever they do, stealing, and our brothers already mentioned arson, there are spirits of arson. Didn't know that? Sure there are. Certainly. Because we're not wrestling flesh and blood. And many times we find that when the spirit is activated from within the kingdom, it rushes up, takes over the mind, blocks out their thinking processes, does its thing, then they call this temporary insanity. The spirit goes back down into the kingdom, and they're rational. But it's a mystery. And so he says here, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. And I showed it to you on the chart the other day, that circle that is around that other circle, the world first, then the other circle that goes around it, the invisible government, living entities set up almost in governmental or army form with the generals and the lieutenants and all of this to do a job of destruction upon your life and mine. And upon everyone that's born into the world, it comes against and does a job on them. And so they are controlled by this power that controls the world. And so he says here, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. And the world is in darkness, and the only light that's in it is the light that shines in your life and mine. And if it's dark and cloudy, then it doesn't shine too good. And so we find here, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Now, you know, God doesn't repeat himself unless there's a reason for repeating. And so we see here, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, and now the purpose is, he says, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now our brother has already mentioned, and I'm sure if he does Sunday, he'll tell you some things about this evil day that God has shown him. I was in New Brunswick preaching and praying for individuals, and the pastor of that fellowship said to me, all of my people are preparing for the tribulation. And he said, I'm going to preach. And he was in some place, Kansas or Dallas or some place, where he stood up in a convention before, I don't know, 8 or 10,000 preachers, and he gave the argument to those pastors why Christians are going through the tribulation. And he said, all of my people, and he said, this came to me. I was up on Sunday morning, couldn't get a message. I stood up on my pulpit, and he said, I didn't believe that. And he said, for an hour I preached why I did believe it. And it came through revelation. So he said, all of my people now are storing up food. Now God spoke into that fellowship and this brother, and that's the way they're being led by the Spirit. So don't knock it. Don't knock it, because I met, when I was at Bill Britton's, one of his conventions, or I met Bill a couple, 3 years ago. So one of his conventions, I was flying back, and I sat in the airplane, and a fellow sat down beside me, and he was a charismatic, and we got to sharing, and he was reading a book on why Christians should go through tribulation. I thought, terrific, he knows something. And so to get to talking, I said, asked him who the author was, and he shared it with me, and we began to talk. And he told me that God had led him to Arkansas. He said, I sold my property. I bought 50 acres. And he said, there are 8 or 10 families there that have already been led by the Spirit to buy land. We bought 50 acres apiece. And he said, we're becoming self-sufficient. We have our own greenhouses, our own everything, he said. So when the time comes,
And he said, Christian people flee into the wilderness and are not prepared. When they come to my door, I can take them in, feed them, nurture them, and get them into deliverance. That's what our brother just said. Now, I don't even know the fellow's name, but and it may be Brother Miller wouldn't even, but isn't it amazing how that God takes individuals like our brother and sister here and other people, and they're getting ready to prepare for God's people. Praise the Lord. I thank God for it. I thank God for it. Support this thing. I didn't hear you. I said, support it. The day will come you wish to God you had. And I agree with him. I concur 100%. Sister Irma, when I phoned and I'd gotten the letter, and she said, now there are three things when you come down here. You don't hand out your cards. I think that was one of them. You don't take money from the people, and you don't preach in the rapture. And I thought, well, thank God, at least I can go someplace where I'm free, because I believe them all. I've had the same problem. People come into the church, and you're going to open your pulpit up, and by the time people are so captivated, like these men are God themselves. You know, I'm just a man. God works, and I thank God for it, but people get to looking at people. And the next thing, the problem comes, a con job's done, a snow job is done, and people give they'll even give their kids' milk money away. And I'm against it, 100%. You keep it up, brother. It's good for every preacher comes in here. Maybe it'll build some ethics in them. Glory to God. I sit here, and I felt the quietness. He wasn't hurting me any. I was going to shout and say, keep preaching it, brother. But I wanted to get up and preach and didn't want him to start. Glory to God. He does enough of it now. You know, the power of God moves and he's up here and he's crying all over the place. I thought that I was bad with tears. I'm going to give you a towel or a bucket. You know, all the time it's flowing out, you know. Man, I thank God the anointing come off of him for a bit and got on me. I was getting a little jealous. Hey, praise the Lord, brother. You're doing great. All right, now you see you lost me. But he says here, take unto you the whole armor of God to stand in the evil day, and done having done all to stand. Now there's a reason to stand. Because when this thing hits and comes like a snare upon the earth, there will be hardly any time. In fact, I don't think there's going to be any time to get prepared for what's coming. Only now we're preparing. When it hits and the snare grabs you, it's too late to prepare. It's too late to try to get all the demons of hell out of you. And if you have compromise in you, if you have worldliness and the fear of man and all of these things, beloved, you believe me, then that's the time the enemy will turn on full power and all this stuff starts to churn in your gut, takes over your mind, and you scare you to death. You have fear, it's going to operate. So get it out now. Now's the time to prepare for the evil day that's coming on this earth. Now, he says, stand therefore having your loins. He's talking about our mind. The loins girt about with truth. Now, the loins girt about, when he talks about being girt about, I showed you that there's a balancing beam and a yoke. And this yoke, two little holes with a balancing beam and a yoke, ties you together. And the only thing that can tie us in with the heavenly realm is the Holy Spirit. And so we must make room, as they've made room for him here, to hear the voice of God, so that when God speaks, we're tied in with this balancing beam of the Holy Spirit, and we get a shot into us, and down into the kingdom, and he gives to us the thing we should know about, and then we move with this, all the truth, all the leading, for he becomes our comforter. And he is our comfort, and he leads us into all truth. And if you want to take it a little farther, think what happens when you are on a street and the tribulation comes, and maybe you're being followed, or maybe things are happening, and they know you're a fanatic and a religious fanatic, and you're casting out devils, and so you're going to go down the street, but all the National Guard has been activated. And all of a sudden, you're going to go down a certain street, but because you're tied in, and your loins are girt about with truth and the Holy Spirit of God, God sends a message to the kingdom here. And when he sends the message to the kingdom, he says, don't go that way, go the other way. Because if you go that way, they're going to take you and place you in underground, put you in prison, and begin to torture you. So you go the other way. And I believe God's going to lead just that way. So we'll have nothing to fear. We'll just trust God in love and in faith and move as the Spirit of God moves us. But we must be ready for it now. We must be in preparation and the cleansing process for God to do it now. Now that's very simple. And I'm going to try to give it to you as quickly as I can. Now look what he says, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now he is not talking about righteousness being your breastplate. You see, he's already writing to the Ephesian church. He's already talking to a people that moved up into a high realm in God. He's already talking about people that know truth. He also possibly is mentioning here, because of their righteousness, he says, now I want you to protect it. In other words, when God sets you free from the kingdom of darkness and begins to impart to you the imputed righteousness that comes to you through the legacy or the will that Jesus gave to you when he died, then we find here that when the righteousness of Jesus Christ is in this kingdom, for the scepter of his kingdom is righteousness, he says, I want you to put over it, to keep it intact, the breastplate. There's a breastplate of righteousness, the emphasis being on the word of. Now, I want to show you what it is. Turn to 1 Thessalonians. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he writes this, verse 3, for when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness. There is nobody here who hears this message or has come to this camp through the previous years or whenever. They should know that you are now not in darkness. You are walking in the light. You are knowing the truth that sets you free. And so he says, ye brethren are not in darkness, that day, what day? The day of the Lord should overtake you as a thief. When it comes, he says, you'll be ready for it. It won't overtake you as it's going to overtake other people who have no idea what's happening. Do you know we have Pentecostal Christian people of all denominations who have no idea what's happening in the spirit realm? They have no idea. They have no idea about sonship and the glory of God breaking forth in His church. Nothing when Christ comes to be glorified in them. They have no idea. They think that they're going to be caught away and miss this thing. I have news for you. They're going to stay. And all these crazy signs about, you know, if I get caught up, why, this car's yours or something. Or if somebody flying a 727 and God's going to take the pilot and let the rest of them crash. Man, to think of the nonsense. And people spend money to buy that stuff and put it on their cars and all this business because everything's going to happen like that. It isn't going to happen that way. And so he says, don't let this day overtake you as a thief, but you are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness, therefore let us not sleep. Now he's not talking about going to bed and sleeping. He's talking about spiritual sleep. Don't sleep, he says. Awake unto righteousness and sin not. Awake unto righteousness and sin not. Don't go to sleep as do others, but he says, let us watch and be sober. I'm not talking about stopping drinking either. That should have been done in first principles. All right, now, let's go on. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. They that be drunken are drunken in the night, but let us who are of the day be sober. Now look what he says. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Breastplate of faith and love. Now, those two words go together. If I love God, I'll have faith in God. If I have faith in God, I'll have love for God. And so he says, when this righteousness is built in you, I want you to prepare, put on the whole armor over this righteousness. I want you to put a breastplate, and on this breastplate will be faith and love. Because it's the unloving and it's the lack of faith that produces spirits of fear. If you have no faith, you'll have other things that are negative. If you do not have love and love one another and move into the love of God, not only vertically but horizontally, if then you do not have this, then suddenly a spirit of criticism can come in, or a spirit of bitterness, or whatever, a judgmental spirit. These things can penetrate your righteousness and cause you problems. So Jesus Christ, through the Spirit, speaks here in Ephesians, and he says, I want you to put over your righteousness faith and love. And then you put this breastplate on, it'll protect the righteousness that you have imparted to you through the Holy Spirit. Now, let's go on. He also says here, if I can find where I am, and your feet. Your feet, shod now, let's look at this, and your feet, shod with what? With the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now this, what he's talking about, is your feet, and feet represent your walk. So now he says, I want your walk shod with the preparation, and the preparation here is internal fitness. So he says, I want your walk shod with internal fitness, or with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Not the gospel that we talk about that brings peace with God, but the gospel of peace, or the good news of peace. And the good news of peace to me is the gospel of the kingdom that Jesus preached, that sets me free and brings me into the liberty of the sons of God. It brings me out of captivity and begins through the Spirit ministry to renovate my life and prepares me on the inside so that righteousness I have and the peace of God I have. So he says, I want you to now prepare your walk with internal fitness so that you'll have the peace of God. How wonderful that you and I can come to a place in the Lord as we move into the area of sonship and moving into fullness that nothing will disturb us. Paul said, I have learned to be content. In what? In whatsoever state that I'm in. So what he's saying is, it doesn't matter if I'm deprived because I couldn't help it or because of something, or if I find myself under persecution because of the gospel, if I find myself shipwrecked or whatever happens, I realize I'm not fighting flesh and blood, it's principalities and powers, but I know that whatever happens, I have faith in God, I have the love of God, I know He loves me, and so it's all right and nothing's going to change my way of living. And whatever state I find myself in, I'll not complain, I'll not murmur, but I'll go on with God. Prime example. Two men ended up in a prison. There's two men happened to be Paul and Silas. They had been beaten. They had been whipped. So they go into prison. And when they get back into the dark recesses of that jail, people say, my, these men were terrific. Were they ever men of faith? God's men of faith and power. They didn't complain, they sang. Somebody else says they're crazy. I'd have criticized. But you see, they knew the secret of spiritual success. If they had have ended up in that prison and with the beaten bodies and the blood running freely down it, if they'd have begun to criticize, then Satan would have said, isn't that lovely? And shoot a little spirit in there, and there you will have a spirit of criticism. Oh, you say, do they come that easy? You ought to know. Huh? Huh? Sure. They knew better. I'm learning that whatever and ever I face, however I must face it, keep my mouth shut. Keep it shut. And that's not easy for a preacher. But I try. Keep it shut so that Satan can't do a job on me because of the situation that he set up and God permitted, and bang, I'm shot. You know, the warfare, I find there are casualties. Any war, there's casualties. We have wounded people, people that become prisoners of war, and they're prisoners of war in the spiritual aspect. There are wounded people. There are spirits that are taking people into captivity because the battle's on. But God is releasing the captive. He's setting them free. He's opening the prisons and He's bringing them out. And they're coming into truth. They're girding up their loins of their mind. They're understanding the cleansing. And then they understand whatever state they are in to realize that God is with them and they have nothing to fear. Do you believe God's with you? Do you have anything to fear? Then get rid of that spirit of fear. Sure. Get rid of that mental anguish. Brother Bill had, and then as Brother Bill was talking about these things of grief, suddenly I learned mental anguish. People have mental anguish here. Mental anguish. We must release it tonight. Get set free. Then he goes on here. Above all, now above everything else that he's placed in here, he says, take the shield of faith. So somebody says, that's it. I'm going to put my shield of faith up there. That word shield also means door, porthole. And I know who the door is. And I also know, as I showed you in the tabernacle, when I come into the revelation of sonship, I knew that I was in Christ, in identification, in union. And so now He becomes my shield of faith. I hide in my big brother. He gets in front of me and I say, handle it, it's too big for me. And he says, wonderful. And he steps there. He puts the anointing on me. He says, come on in. Get under the covering. Are you in? I say, yes. He says, terrific. And he handles it for me. And it's a terrific thing. Because I know that he is my shield of faith. And there are scriptures I could give you in Old Testament where he was the shield of faith. He was the shield. And this is what he said. I am your shield of faith. I am. So stop praying. You know, people try to entertain or through mental gymnastics to energize faith. I don't have any faith. He has it all, and when I need it, He operates it. And I find it's less of a struggle. I know that one day I was going to preach, and so the Lord dropped something. What am I going to preach, Lord? He said, preach on Harima. Oh, I said, Rima? Then I knew what He's talking about. I went into the Word of God. And then I realized the sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. He says it's faith that comes by hearing, and hearing by the Harima of God. Not the Logos, but the Harima. That which is dropped into your heart by the Spirit, and when He drops it in, faith comes, and God does the rest. I don't have to energize it or go through mental gymnastics. I just go on my way, and then God operates. I remember one time in Washington, D.C., that we had a doctor's wife who was coming to our fellowship. Her husband was a Methodist member, director of one of the banks on the board. He was a top surgeon. And this lady was coming, and because he had turned some of his money over to this girl, he was afraid she was going to give it to the church. But he didn't know I was a slow learner. I never learned how to con people, so he didn't have anything to worry about. But he thought he did, and so one day when she came home, he had two psychiatrist friends with him. And they talked to her for 20, 30 minutes, and they left. Then she went away for a week, and then he called her back. She was visiting, and he said, come on home, honey. She walked in, and now this time the psychiatrists are there outside the hearse, and it's all ready to take her to a mental institution. And her daughter-in-law had signed the committal papers. And before you know it, she said, you are not going to inject me with any kind of a serum. I'll walk out of this house and I'll sit in that car and I'll walk into the institution. But she said, before I go, I've got to cancel an appointment. So, because God works in everything, she phoned a friend of hers, and all she said was, please, get a hold of Leroy. My husband's whisking me off to an institution. So, the lady phoned me. This happened on a Tuesday. The phone call came on the Wednesday morning, and all of a sudden God hit me right in here. And I knew without a shadow of a doubt that that lady was in that institution because of her religious convictions. Well, in 9 days, 9 days, God had her out. And I could stand here and tell you the mistakes that those psychiatrists made because I have the committal paper. And when they gave the committal papers to one of our attorneys, he ran out and got them all Xeroxed, and all the fellows that were helping me, we all got copies. And on the embodiment of those committal papers it was, this woman speaks in tongues, she has praying partners, she believes to sprinkle the blood of Jesus, and on and on, and then it said, and we declare her legally insane. And they took her and whisked her from D.C. to a private institution in Towson, Maryland, brother and sister. And she was in there. Now, think of it. He walked around the city to all of his friends and said, "My wife is very sick and she won't be out for 6 months to a year." He was preparing the ground. And God, He worked miracles. And we'd believe God, and so we phoned up the institution after we had the committal papers, and we said, "Man, if you don't let her out, this charismatic thing is going," and this is when Full Gospel was in real heavy operation, and we said, "If you don't get her out of there and let her out, we're going to take these papers to the Washington Post, and they'll blow your institution wide open." Well, you should have heard the moving. Oh, it was terrific. And then we left it, and I went home, and the phone rang a day or so later, and she says, "George?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "This is Johnny." I said, "It can't be." Like old Peter, you know, he knocked on the door, they prayed him out of prison. Dorcas says, "Peter's out there." "Can't be. They're still praying. God, get him out." And he's already out, and then they don't believe. And when she called, I said, "It can't be." She says, "It is." And God set her free. And beloved, believe me, these are the things that can happen when you take your shield of faith. It doesn't matter what the situation, what the circumstance, where you are. God knows where you are. And you belong to His body. Think of it. A member of His body, and the head feels that which is happening to the member. And so there's no place that you are that God doesn't know where you are. And I think that gives me all the assurance I need. Talk about insecurity. If you have one of those bad things inside, get rid of it and let the Holy Spirit give you security in its place. It's a terrific way to live. You say, "Well, you don't understand. Listen, God knows where you are. Do you believe that? Do you trust Him enough? Do you love Him enough to realize that it doesn't matter what happens, He's with you?" He says, "Taking the door of faith or the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench," that means to stop, to extinguish, "all the fiery darts of the wicked." So people say, "Well, that's people." That's the enemy, spiritually speaking. He's the one that's wicked, and he's out to shoot you down, brother. And so he says, if you'll live in Jesus Christ, walk in the anointing, that he'll stop all of the fiery darts and that come from the wicked. Now look what he says. Taking the helmet of... Now these people are already saved. So there must be a helmet that goes over their salvation. Look at 1 Thessalonians again. 1 Thessalonians, we see it in the... Let's see, we see it in chapter 5. "And for an helmet..." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 8. "And for an helmet, the hope of salvation." What's this hope that you and I have of salvation, of deliverance? What is it? Christ in me, the hope of glory in me. And so I take this helmet, I put it on my salvation, and then I begin to realize that he says, if I have this hope as my helmet, then he says, I'm going to purify myself and keep myself clean. And so he talks to us about the Ephesians 6 armor, and this is what he's telling us. He said, I want you to put this helmet on. He says, put it on your mind and on your head, over your life, because it's this hope that'll keep you moving on to the glory of God, to the fullness of God. And he said, I want you to travel this path of righteousness, and all the faith and the love will keep out all those bad things. And he says, with Christ and being in Him, He'll quench the fiery darts, because He'll be your faith, because He's the author and finisher of it. And then he says you'll have a hope that one day He'll glorify Himself in your life. That's the whole armor of God, he says. But look what else. And I could go on, but I'm just moving fast. "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." Now, if you've got the preparation up to this place, then he says, pray in the Spirit. So we go on. Look what he says here. He says, take the helmet of salvation. Then this was the part that God turned on in my mind to tell me this part of the Scripture interprets. Because look how he writes it. and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So that's how, when he showed me that, I began to interpret the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, just because the Spirit brought that to my mind, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the utterance of God. And then he goes on, praying with all supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto, watching with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. That's why I'm here. That's why this place is here. To watch for the people of God, bring them into deliverance, move them into the realm of God so they can stand in an upright position, because if there are no churches in your area and things get hard, you can live and walk in God. You know, some people hang on the coattails of a pastor. But believe me, the day's coming, maybe in the area that you live, there's no one around that you can fellowship. Maybe you'll be in a situation like Wormbrand was in 14 years in prison. Maybe things will happen and you're going to need to be in contact with God. You won't be able to cry on your brother or sister's shoulder. You're going to have to talk to Jesus and let Him build you in the faith and move you into the realm of spiritual victory. And so preparation must come, and deliverance is the way to righteousness. It's the application by the ministry of the Spirit to impart to you the imputed righteousness, and it's a service God says, I want you to have if you believe it. It is for you. And then he says, pray for me that the utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the what? The mystery of the gospel. That's to build into us new creations. Build up the inner man and move us into the realm of our God. Beloved, tonight, you've come for deliverance. There's no reason why, through the power of the Spirit, you cannot have it if you trust God Almighty. Now, I want you to pray with me. I have a prayer. I want you to pray with me. And then I'm going to call out areas as they come to my mind. And as they come, if they relate to you, then I want you to let it go. Now, somebody says, well, I'm embarrassed. Listen, I have a fellowship of people. I know everything about them. They know everything about me. We still love one another. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. And so we have a transvestite that God set free. Lesbian, homosexual, alcoholics, other speed freaks, you name it. And God set them free. And God's moving in their lives, and they're moving up into the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the kingdom message. And brother, they're free. And if they have an area, they get rid of it. Not embarrassed, not ashamed, not self-conscious. Listen, do you like your bondage? Then get rid of it. Believe God to take it. His power is sufficient to set you free. His power, His blood, is sufficient to break every fetter that binds you and move you. It's time we got to moving into the fullness of God. As our brothers have said, it's such a slow process. Let's get moving in this thing. Let's ask God, look, Lord, do a quick work so I can move into your realm. Fast. Fast. Cut loose in my life the things that anchor me down so I can praise you in spirit and in truth. Father, we bow in thy presence. We're asking thee, Lord Jesus, that as we lift our hearts now as a congregation in prayer, the circumcision prayer, that Lord, whatever area relates to individuals that are here, may you confirm the word that's been preached with signs following. My job was to preach the word, Father. Your job is to handle the hearts and the lives of your people through the power of your Spirit. And we believe you're going to do it. We love you because you've done it before. We know that there's authority in your name. We thank you for your blood and the Holy Ghost that does a work in us. For we feel the quickening power of the Spirit of God in our mortal bodies. And so tonight, we just, Lord, as we pray as a fellowship of people, Lord, begin to snap fetters. How you do it is your business. But let it be done tonight. Now I want you with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. I want you to pray with me this prayer. Lord Jesus, we ask you now to circumcise our hearts through the power of the Spirit. And cut out all the kingdom of darkness
and every evil and unclean spirit that is naked and open to your sight with whom we deal. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now with every head bowed, I want you to start to breathe in tonight. Now in the name of the Lord Jesus, Satan, we bind your power. We bind you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind tonight the spirits of mental anguish in the name of Jesus. We command every spirit of mental anguish to leave the hearts and minds of the people of God. For, O Holy One of God, and break the fetters and set the captives free. Come out, I said, in Jesus' name. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I command those spirits of mental anguish to loose tonight. Loose, I said, as I sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ upon the people of God. Come out, I said, in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind in the name of Jesus every sarcastic, murmuring, backbiting spirit. In Jesus' name, I command those spirits of sarcasm, those spirits of backbiting, those spirits of gossiping to loose tonight. Come out of the people of God, I said. I sprinkle the blood of the Lord Jesus. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ over the hearts and minds of the people of God. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out now as the power of God flows tonight. I sprinkle the blood over the people of God. I bind in Jesus' name every passive, apathetic spirit, every spirit of stoicism in the name of Jesus. Loose tonight. Come out, you apathetic and passive spirits of acceptance. We refuse to accept our position in the flesh, and we bind your power. Come out, I said, as I sprinkle the blood of the Lord Jesus over this congregation. Loose in the name of Jesus Christ. For whatsoever I bind on earth is found in the heavenlies. Whatsoever I loose on earth is loosed in the heavenlies. We open the door of the captives and we set them free, Satan. Loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, I said, in Jesus' name. Come out, I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose tonight. Loose tonight. Loose tonight. Loose, I said. Loose him. Loose him. Out in Jesus' name. Spit it out, brother. Get it out of there. Out in Jesus' name. Loose, I said, in the name of Jesus. Feel the blood. Loose him in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Feel the blood, Satan. We sprinkle the blood of the Lord Jesus over this place. We sprinkle the blood over the consciences of the people of God, that they might be free to serve the living God. Oh, Holy One of God in this place, come out, you stubborn devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind those stubborn, defiant spirits. In the name of Jesus, I bind the stubborn spirits. Come out, I said, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose! Loose! I said loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Come out, you stubborn spirit. Leave in the name of Jesus. I said loose her. Loose, you stubborn devil. Out in Jesus' name. Feel the blood. Out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose in the name of 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 Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit. Break the fetters and bind the people of God. Loose in Jesus' name. Come out, fear. Loose in Jesus' name. Come out, fear, in Jesus' name. We bind the spirits of fear of the dark. Loose in Jesus' name. Fear of the unknown. Fear of poverty. Out in Jesus' name. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus tonight. Feel the blood, Satan. Feel the blood of Jesus Christ as it sprinkles the hearts and minds of the people of God. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Feel the blood. Feel the blood in Jesus Christ. Feel the blood of the Lord Jesus. Come out, spirits of unbelief. Spirits of doubt. Spirits of skepticism. I bind every spirit of doubt. Every vacillating spirit. Every introverted spirit. Every spirit of doubt, unbelief, and skepticism. In the name of Jesus. Loose, I said. Loose in the name of Jesus.
Loose in the name of Jesus. Loose in the name of Jesus. Loose, you spirits of doubt. Loose, you spirits of unbelief. Loose, you spirits of skepticism. In Jesus' name, we loose you with the blood. We loose you with the blood of the Lord Jesus and the authority of His name. Out, I said. Out in Jesus' name. Loose in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
In Jesus' name. Loose. 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 In Jesus' name. Loose. Loose the people of God. Feel the blood, Satan. Oh, Holy Spirit. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Break the fetters, Lord. Break the fetters, Lord. Cleanse your people. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Set them free, Lord Jesus. Set them free, Lord Jesus. Loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Set them free, Lord Jesus. Set them free. Set them free.
Holy Chakapoporgi. Glory Salavarananda.
Loose him. 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 Loose him in Jesus' name. Loose him. Loose him in Jesus' name. Loose him. Loose him in Jesus' name. Loose him. I bind those religious spirits. Come out, every religious spirit. Come out, you doctrine of devils. Come out, you seducing spirit. Come out, you religious spirit. Traditions of men, sectarianism. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in the name of Jesus. Feel the blood, Satan. Feel the blood of the Lord Jesus as it flows in mighty power over the people of God. Free them, Lord. Free them, Lord. Free them, Lord. Free them, Lord. Free them, Father. 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 It's finished. It is finished. It is finished. Free them, Father. Free them in Jesus' name. Free them. Praise God.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Redeem the celebrity hunter. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come out, you spirits of obesity. Come out, you gluttonous spirits. In Jesus' name, we bind those gluttonous spirits. Out in Jesus' name. Come out, you spirits of obesity. Loose in the name of Jesus. I said out, you spirits of obesity. You gluttonous spirits. Leave in the name of Jesus. Leave in the name of Jesus. Loose, you tormenting spirit. Loose in Jesus' name. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ over the people of God. Feel the blood. Loose the people of God. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. I said loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. I command it, loose them in Jesus' name. Loose them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come out of her in Jesus' name. I said loose her in the name of Jesus. Loose in the name of Jesus. Loose. Loose her. I said loose her in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out. Out. In Jesus' name we bind every spiritual enemy. I said out in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. I said loose. Out. Let it go. Out in Jesus' name. Out. Out now. Out now. Out now. Out now. Out now. Now let it go. Out in Jesus' name. Feel the blood and leave. Feel the blood and leave. Out. 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 Out now. In Jesus' name. That's it. Let it go. Let it go. Spit it out. Spit it out. Spit it out. Out. Cough it up. Cough it up. Out in Jesus' name. Cough it up in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. That's it. Cough it out of there. Get it out. I bind every spirit of occult, every spirit of witchcraft, every vexing spirit, every cursing spirit. I bind white and black magic. I bind the spirits of witchcraft. I bind horoscopes, Ouija boards, tarot cards. I bind fortune-telling spirits. I bind all counterfeit antichrist spirits. Leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Leave, you spirits of witchcraft. Leave, you spirits of curses. Leave, you spirits of inheritances. Loose and be gone in the name of Jesus. Come out, you fortune-telling spirits. Come out, you spirits of the Ouija board. Come out, I said, in Jesus' name. The spirits of the sun signs. Leave, you spirits of sun signs. ESP, meditation. Loose in Jesus' name. False prophets. False spirits. Loose in Jesus' name. All false anointings. Out in the authority of Jesus Christ. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose. Loose. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command those spirits to loose. Feel the blood and leave. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in the name of Jesus. Come out, you tormenting spirits. Come out, fortune-telling spirits. Come out, you spirits of EFP, astral projection, soul travel. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Healing, breeding spirits. Come out, I said. All witchcraft, all spiritualism, all signs of the zodiac, I bind in Jesus' name. All spirits of astrology, loose in Jesus' name. Heal the blood of the Lord Jesus. Heal the blood of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. Leave in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Praise Him with me. Praise Him with me. Praise Him with me. Praise the Lord Jesus. 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 We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I bind in the name of the Lord Jesus that spirit of murder. I bind premeditated murder in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of insanity. I bind the spirits of lunacy. I bind the spirits of suicide. I bind the spirits of recklessness. I bind the spirit of death. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command these spirits to loose from the people of God. I said, come out of them now.
Feel the blood of the Lord Jesus. Leave you tormenting spirits of insanity, madness, lunacy, manic depression. Loose in Jesus' name. Murder, premeditated murder. Loose in Jesus' name. Suicide, fear of suicide, fear of death, spirit of death. Come out, I said. Feel the blood of Jesus Christ and come out. I said, come out now. Out now. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of them now. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of reluctance. I bind that reluctant spirit. In Jesus' name, come out, you spirit of reluctance. In Jesus' name, loose, I said. Come out, you reluctant spirit. I said, leave in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I sprinkle the blood of the Lord Jesus over the people of God. Now loose them. Loose them. Loose them. Loose them. I said, loose them in Jesus' name. Feel the blood. Feel the blood as we sprinkle it by faith. Feel the blood, Satan. It comes down in a blessing from God. Feel the blood of the Lord Jesus and free the people of God, Father. Free them, Father. Free them, Father. In Jesus' name. Loose! Loose! Loose, you crying devil. Come out of him. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out! I bind every homosexual spirit, every spirit of homosexuality, loose! Come out, you unclean spirit of homosexuality. Come out, you lesbian spirit. Come out, you spirit of homosexuality and perversion. Loose, I said. Loose! Come out, you homosexual spirit. Out in Jesus' name. Out in the name of Jesus. Out in the name of Jesus. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose! I said leave. Loose! Come out in Jesus' name. We bind you in the authority of Jesus Christ. We bind you in Jesus' name. 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 I bind you in Jesus' name. Now let him go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Let it out. If you want it out, kick it out of there. Feel the blood and let it out. The blood sets her free. Come out. That's it. Get it out. Out. That's it. Spit it out of there. Get it out. Get it out. All rebellion, all homosexuality, all spirits of hell, leave. Come out, you unclean devil. Come out in Jesus' name. Let it go. Out. Spit it out. Get it out, I said. Force it out of there. Come out of there. Out! Out! Out in Jesus' name. That's it. Out it comes. That's it. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. That's it. Out in Jesus' name. That's it. Get it out of there. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name. Out in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make sure it's all gone. Let it all go. Let it all out. Let it out. Get it out. Spit it out. Force it out of there in Jesus' name. Force it out. You don't want it there. Get it out of there. Get it out of there. That's it. Cough it out. Get it out, you tormenting spirit. Feel the blood of the Lord Jesus. Get it all out. All violence. All violence. All rebellion. All anger. All violence. All rebellion. All anger. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go hate. Go hate. Go hate. Go in Jesus' name. Hate and murder. Loose, I said. Come out, rebellion. Come out, revenge. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. Get it out, I said. Get it out of there. Cough it up. Get it out. If you want it out, it'll go. Let it go. Don't hold on to it. Get it out of there. Get it out in Jesus' name. Get it out. That's it. Cough it up. Cough it out of there. All of it. Cough it up. We cleanse this temple with your blood, Lord Jesus. We cleanse it with your blood. Get everything out. I want you just to spit it out. No more screaming. Get it out of there. Force it out in Jesus' name. Get it all out of there. Go on. Get it out in Jesus' name. Get that foul stuff out. Out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We bind in the name of Jesus every spirit of fanaticism, every spirit of prejudice, every spirit of discrimination. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind every fanatical spirit loose. Every spirit of fanaticism I bind and cast out tonight in Jesus' name. Every spirit of prejudice, every spirit of discrimination, I bind in the authority of Jesus' name. Loose tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every discriminating spirit, every spirit of racial prejudice. We bind every spirit of fanaticism. Loose in the name of the Lord Jesus. We plead the blood of the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, over every mind and over every body. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, in Jesus' name, we ask for peace. We command confusion to cease and peace to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring your peace to the hearts and minds of the people of God. Give us peace now, Father. Give us peace. Give us peace in Jesus' name. We command in Jesus' name for the peace of God to flow. Give us peace, Lord. Give us peace. Give us peace, Lord. There's a chorus, peace, peace, coming down from the Father above. You know that song, peace, peace, coming down from the Father above? Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit, ever I pray. In fathomless billows of love, peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, pray. In fathomless billows of love, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of my Jesus, it washes white as snow. Hallelujah. 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 For the cross. Hallelujah, hallelujah, it shall never suffer, Lord. Glory to God. Now I don't want you, if you're here tonight for the first time and this is something new to you, why, we don't want you to be frightened. He wants you to just believe that there's power in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said it, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is the power of dunamis unto salvation or deliverance to those that believe." Now I believe that you're here and God speaks to you. Maybe tonight you felt something, but you didn't let it go. But don't be afraid of anything. You know, we can have a lot of things the devil does. We can see the rummy out in the street throwing up. We can see things happening in football games and hockey games, people going screwy. When it comes to the house of God, people think that we have to be staid and stoic and don't breathe. But there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. We know that. We believe that. So if you have any questions, you feel free to ask me and I'll do my best to give you the answer.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.